Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Anna Lee Chambers.
We decide as a family, and I don't really have siblings, but I have people who are like siblings, so we decide to go as a family to Daytona. I was 18, my little sister was 14. So we drive up to Daytona, our 3 hours, and as we get there, it's a little chilly, so we're like, dang. Now, I've heard Daytona is known for, like, the best beaches, so I've heard reviews on Yelp, I've heard reviews everywhere. So I was really excited to go to the beach. Me and Portia, we decide, which is my little sister, nobody else wants to go, it's cold, it's like 60 degrees, but we're like, we'll wear long sleeves, we'll wear pants, so you know it's not a big deal. So we go, we're going in the water. As we go, waves are just jumping up and down, but you know, we decide to just jump them. Now, if you know me, I'm 5 foot, but Portia, she's around 5'7", so she's able to just help me. So we're just jumping the waves as they go, some big ones, some small ones. But we notice there's not really a lot of people, so we're just like, okay, I guess we have the beach to ourselves. So we're jumping the waves, just jumping, having a good time, enjoying each other. You know, it's a little chilly, but sometimes when you go underwater, like, your body gets used to it right away. So we're jumping. And then, if you know, in your bathing suit, you have a padding. So my padding came out. So my silly self is trying to look for the padding in the ocean. But, you know, I thought I could have found it, like, right away. So I'm just looking and looking. And out of nowhere, Portia, she's like, Anna, look. And before I could turn around, I just get slammed. And when I get slammed, I'm like tumbling over, literally under the water, like I feel like I'm gonna die. And all I could think about is like, why did I go during this cold weather? Maybe this was a sign. I didn't really get permission. We just left. They were like sleeping. So I just felt like, okay, was this payback? Why didn't I just stay inside with everybody else and not go out with my family? I was more thinking about myself drowning, literally, because it's not the fact that I can't swim, is every time I came back above water, another one would come, and I'm just like, why are these waves so strong? It's hard when you're coming up for breath and then another one slams you. But you know, I'm tumbling, and I come back above water and finally catch my breath. And Portia, my little sister, she's all the way on the shore. So I'm not sure if she was trying to come for us or if she was trying to come and help me, but she was just sitting there. So to me, I'm just like, I'm over here dying and this girl's just on the shore, just chilling. So what it looked like to me. So then before I know it, before I could even catch my breath, another one just slams and I'm getting flipped and flipped and I'm under the water and I just can't breathe and I'm trying my best to breathe through my nose and it's just a whole lost cause. So when I'm low-key drowning, because these waves just, I don't know, for some reason they just come back to back to back and they just keep coming. So finally, a lifeguard comes and saves me. After literally of drowning in my head of like an hour, but it probably was like 3 minutes. And finally he swims with me up to the shore and Portia's just there chilling. I guess she couldn't swim because every time she said she tried to swim forward, the waves would bring her back. So finally, we get to the shore. He's like, are you okay? I'm fine. And then he's like, why are you on the beach? I'm like, what you mean if I'm on the beach? You know, Daytona's known for their beaches. He was like, did you even look at the weather before you even went? And then I was like, oh, that explains why nobody's on the beach. Literally, it's empty on a Daytona beach, on a resort. And explains why I almost died, literally, in the waves.
Anna Lee Chambers with a story about a near drowning. Have you ever experienced drowning?
Drowning? No. Oh. I wouldn't be here if I had.
I don't mean drowning. A near drowning. It is a frightening experience.
Yes. One time when I had just moved to Florida, so we're talking a long time ago, I was out at the beach in Del Rey. And the reason was because the weather had just been really bad. So there had been a near hurricane or tropical storm or something. So I knew the waves would be great. So I thought, what a great idea. And it is this kind of foolhardiness that Anna really plugs into in a beautiful, self-deprecating way. She says, you know, this, I should have known. I should have done it differently.
But she was out there early in the morning, and I guess she's lucky the lifeguard was there as well.
And I love the fact that she sets the stage or the beach so wonderfully. She says there was nobody there. She doesn't tell us that there was a lifeguard, or I didn't hear her say there was a lifeguard there. So as far as we're concerned, nobody's there. And frankly, how much do you pay attention to a lifeguard? Well, maybe now she's going to, but often we're just walking on the beach. We don't know there's a lifeguard there.
So here's Anna drowning in the waves, and she looks up and her little sister is on shore. Anna didn't say her sister was stressed out at all.
No, and, well, you know, she gives her sister an out. She was wondering when she's in the water why she's not coming. What she says is her sister tried to get in and couldn't because of the waves. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was her sister who called the lifeguard, or maybe the lifeguard just saw it. What I love, she keeps calling her my little sister. Yes, she's younger, but her little sister is actually 5'7". She's 5 feet, and she was kind of depending on her, air quote, little sister to help her out. And so little is definitely a relative term.
It was very comforting that she refers to friends of her family as family.
Yes, I loved that. It was a throwaway detail. Didn't really need to be there at all, certainly. But it told us a whole lot about Anna and about these people. They obviously really cared about her, even though they weren't her family. And to just say friends doesn't really do it. You know, to say my little sister, even though she's not related by blood or by legality, is a really beautiful way to express the depth of this relationship. So in a very strong sense, although Anna was almost drowning in the ocean, Anna is not alone. And that's what this story told us. In fact, what was she most afraid of? Was she most afraid of drowning? I don't know. Sounded to me like she was most afraid that she was going to get in trouble because she got into the water when she really, really shouldn't have. So there's that love, there's that connection, and there's that, thankfully, lifeguard there to make sure it all continues.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu. You do not need to tell me the story. Tell me you're interested, and I'll send you back very simple instructions.
You can hear more stories as well as get our contact information at our webpage at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.